Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Corey Standin. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to San Diego Landings. We're actually pretty busy. A lot of boats out today.
There's some activity.
Yeah, for sure. We have the team from CCA California here. Wayne, Chris, and Tony are here. What a great show. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the text, the calls, fantastic. Thank you all out there for your time and efforts and putting that in. And so many questions and a lot
of
things to ask.
Too. A lot. And yeah. And they're sending their text in via the app, Pete. That's one way to do right. it. Or give us a call, 213. There is one open line as we speak, okay? 213-432-1090.
Yep.
And at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego.
And yes. Chris just up the ante.
Okay.
What are we going to give away, Chris?
We're going to give away two tickets to the upcoming Apps and Taps Festival here in San Diego for
How
our
cool.
San Diego chapter.
Yep. Yeah. And when is that?
That is May 18th at Marina Village.
And it's honoring Captain Frank Lopresti. I'll
Correct.
Be there, and a lot of the San Diego captains will be there talking in support of Captain Frank. And
so deserving.
Maybe doing a little bit of roasting, too, I think. I think there's going to be some serious roasting going on at
in
that
fact,
thing.
In fact, we just ordered that throne chair that he sits in
yeah.
as we roast you.
Okay. All right.
I like it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a one not to miss, especially if you're a Frank Lopresti fan and also a CCA fan and support the region. So,
and it's always a good time.
Yeah.
And, Corey, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but you win most of the raffle prizes, too.
Yeah. Well, I went to the Apps and Taps that was at the Portuguese Hall,
yep.
and my wife and I, we won a few
Look
things.
Look at that. You win the Rollo drawing. Man,
well, you know what it comes down to, all you have to do is donate funds and you
or
get raffle tickets.
Yeah.
You can't win unless you enter, right?
That's it.
And
yeah.
The beauty about it is every single dollar fundraised here in San Diego and any of our chapters stays in California for these efforts. So.
And,
that's cool.
And I can tell you, because I had never been, I was embarrassed, and I said it on air, and I'm saying it now, I was embarrassed I had never been. We had the greatest time ever. And so, I think I heard that it's not at the Portuguese Hall this year. It's at
Marina Village.
Which is next to C4 Sport Fishing.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And there's so
great
much venue.
Yeah.
Right
awesome
on the water.
Yes. Yes.
Tons of parking.
Yeah.
Tons of parking.
Free parking. Parking is not an issue.
Yeah. It's always a good time. It's always a good time.
Yeah. And so Apps and Taps, May 18th.
Yep.
It's what time is it?
I believe it starts at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, and it's basically it's food and beer and wine and refreshments.
A membership to CCA.
Membership to CCA.
Live music.
Yeah. And how much is it to get into?
I believe it's $75 for single tickets and $1,000 for a table of 10.
Okay,
so
very good.
Yep, and with that $1,000, it's a VIP table, so you get some goodies, too, along
and
with that.
And is it the same setup where all the beer vendors are there? All the breweries are there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got
it's super fun. Listen, I'm not a big drinker, but I could not stop from going
sampling.
Sampling? Are you kidding me? Like,
well,
hello.
There's also the apps portion of that, too, so there's always good food.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff from Sushi.
Is Jeff going to be there? Last year he had a fresh bluefin from the pens.
Same deal.
That was just insane.
Yes.
Yeah, and I hung a lot with Jeff there sampling the bluefin for sure. And
nothing
and
left in the end.
Yeah, and then, of course, Dan, the pizza man, is going to be there making his gourmet pizzas.
Yep, Captain Dan's Pizzeria, coined by Kerry Sherwood, by the way.
Yeah.
he will be there, and all kinds of good stuff.
And Don from Woodland Hills, they're going to make their fantastic desserts?
I specifically am looking forward to those cupcakes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
and that's all included
right
in $75.
Correct.
Yeah, and a CCA membership.
Correct.
Yep. Right?
Yep.
So that means if you go to the Apps and Taps, you join or rejoin, you add an extra year to your membership, then you can get into the Star Tournament for $40.
I was going to say, the beauty about CCA is no matter whether you renewed at the shows or any other different event, you never lose out on a membership. It always adds an additional year to your existing membership. membership. So you're not losing out on any time or anything. Or better yet, the Beauty About Life membership, you don't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah, there it is.
So Apps and Taps, May 18th at the Marina Village right next to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay.
Yep.
Honoring Frank Lopresti and roasting Frank
Lopresti. Oh,
super fun.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, how do we get tickets?
So you can buy tickets or tables at ccacalifornia.org. If you click the events button, Apps and Taps will be right up there along with all of our different events and charters. And we have a golf tournament in Orange County again coming up in October. And, you know, there's so many different events for 9 different chapters. So,
yeah.
You know, plenty of stuff to participate in.
I can speak for the Apps and Taps. There's a huge amount of the industry that comes. And if you come as a participant, you'll get to see and meet and talk with all the industry.
Yeah. Speaking of roasting Captain Frank Lopresti, we're going to start a catch report here.
Yeah.
And I guess we got a special guest there. It's sponsored by the best quality and the lowest prices, Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get the low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. And it can accommodate 24 cars and trucks fueling at the same time, 12 diesel pumps, the free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, including if you buy 35-gallon fill-up, a minimum fill-up, you get 100 pounds of free ice. They always give free ice to Let's Talk Hookup listeners. The guys over at Summit are super supportive. $2,000 won of Summit Gasoline, won by the chef of the Red Rooster there from the Rollo deal, Mike. And they've got a new car wash that's going to be coming in. They got a whole bunch of new stuff. They're always doing improvements there. Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start the catch report today from the Royal Polaris, Captain Roy Rose. What's up, Roy?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Now, we still got a couple days left, but we've had a very nice trip here. I remember last time I told you they were hitting in the afternoon, and they pretty much bit every afternoon up until yesterday. But anyway, we got a nice trip aboard. We had very good wahoo fishing yesterday. We had only 50 of those, and then we had, in the gray, we had a handful of tuna. We had a 202. And a couple of 100-pounders, and then we also had Big D, longtime crew member on here, but he came out fishing this trip. He's retired now, but he got a 358 on a PL-68.
Wow.
Absolute monster.
Man, at night?
Yeah, about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. And
Big D. I saw the picture of him. And I love, what's the story? Somebody must have bought a case of champagne because you're showering all the big fish guys with champagne on there, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll send you a picture of what it says. I can't put it on the air. But, yeah, there's somebody had some champagne bottles made. Just had some labels put on, some cheap fruit or whatever it is they're spraying down with. But, yeah, everybody that catches a 200-pounder, thank God they brought a bunch. We got 14 over 2 on here, and one of them, which is over 3 a lot. We got one guy in there, Kevin Shannon. He got a 258. Next day, he got a 256. And then the other morning, he got that 202.
Wow.
So he's had a heck of a trip.
I would say. How many days fishing do you have, Roy?
We still have a day and a half left.
Are you still anchored up on the bank and didn't have to move?
Yeah, no, we're still here messing around. Yesterday there was no wind, so we really couldn't get the kite out. So we pretty much started wahoo. Seemed like a bunch of new fish moved in. It was the wrong day for them to move in because there was no wind and no current. So we had to troll, and they were available. So we got some.
How cool. Oh, darn. Flat, calm water out in the middle of the Pacific. That sounds like fun to me. Wahoo fishing. Captain Roy Rose, so you come back. When do you actually land back in San Diego so we can see that big fish from Big D?
We get back the 19th of April.
19th.
We get back.
All right. And then you start your maintenance period, and then back to fishing that'll put you into June, right?
Yep. Back into June, see if we can help locate these bluefin that have gone MIA here the last couple of weeks. Hopefully they show back up.
I'll bet they will. Yeah. Well, hey, Roy, great to hear from you. We sure appreciate that report. What a fantastic trip. And you and Jonathan are just doing a superb job on the Royal Polaris, and we appreciate you keeping us updated.
All right, buddy. You guys have fun. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Roy. I appreciate that. I'm sure Roy will be at the Apps and Taps, right?
Oh, roasting for Frank?
He's got a little bit of roasting going on.
He
has to be there.
He's got no excuse. A boat's going to be in.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah, well, let's continue our catch report from the one and only Mark. Mark on the Bolsa Chicken and Edger. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Pete, Corey, Wayne, Chris, Tony. Great show this morning. And I hate following those long range reports with all that fishing. I've never fished with that Roy Rose, but man, that guy sure is a crack up to listen to him talk, man. It's such a great report. But anyway, it sure was nice to feel that warm sun for a couple of days at the start of the week, man.
I almost
forgot what that was like. It's been a harsh spring for sure, but. No such luck this weekend now. Again, a little storm coming, breezy, rainy, chilly, but whatever. It's springtime, and even though conditions are tough now, they'll be getting better. And we've seen a little bit of good fishing. So locally, those bass are still biting up off past Palos Verdes there. That water up there got really cold. Conditions got pretty difficult, not so much up there for the bass or the halibut. But from Huntington Beach south, that water, it's cool still. But it's been stable, and both calico bass and sand bass are biting pretty darn good on the structure spots. Just plastic and a strip of squid is working, and, you know, guys are testing a few on sardines also, and some really nice grade there. So they're waking up. And as a little sidebar, you know, one of our most popular local spots is Iser's Reef that Russ Iser got built many years ago, and it's a beautiful piece of structure now. It's a lot of traffic, there's a lot of fish. But just yesterday, one of my customers was showing me a picture of an 8 to 10 pound spotted cabrilla that they caught out there on Iser. Just a beautiful, honest to God, spotted cabrilla, and they let him go, which that's good news. So he's still swimming around out there. And here's another little Iser story. Pay attention, guys. There's a lot of sculpin that live on that spot as well as many others around here. You got to hold those sculpin securely. I always throw a good lip latch on them. And one of my customers who was not paying attention and got spined hard. Yeah. It was not a good situation. His hands swole up instantly, a lot of pain. And, man, you got to pay attention to those dorsal spines on the sculpins. Over at the islands, with rockfish now open, we got a little bit more coverage. Not much of consequence from Nick or SBI, but, you know, plenty of cods, obviously, but no exotics. And then a little bit of signal from Clemente. Good cod fishing for sure down there in the east end area, but a little bit of bonita and some school-sized yellows were caught on the front there, and then, of course, the wind blew again, so haven't had anybody back there. But, again, soon coming. And then Catalina, it's trying to wake up over there. I mean, the cod fishing and the other bottom grabbers, they've been biting pretty good, but not too much on the exotics yet. Still some decent halibut fishing up shallow, very shallow. And very little sea bass, though. Just one here, one there. Just not what it normally we'd expect to see. And interestingly enough, you guys were talking about cycles earlier. You know, that checks was something I've been studying for years and haven't mentioned much this year, Corey. The flowers on the dogwood trees.
Oh.
So, yeah, I didn't hear much about it because I couldn't quite figure out what the hell was going on. You know, usually they're all flowering up heavy by the first part of February. Those flowers come down in a big flood. There's like the wind blows all the white flowers in the front of our store, and it's just, you know, they're everywhere. And that's usually just about the time the sea bass start biting. Well, this year it didn't work like that at all. Flowers showed up very late. They dropped very slowly all the way into the first part of March. They were still dropping. And coincidentally, our sea bass are acting much the same. Very, very strange start to the sea bass season at Catalina this year. So I don't know what the hell it all means in the big picture other than it's springtime and it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, and pay attention to fishdope.com. Danny and the boys know where the fish. It's just that time of the year where you really got to pay close attention to it. And fishdope.com is your source. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. And the phone number at the store is area code 714 840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. I made it all the way through the report without coughing. I'm still shaking off this bug.
Oh, you sound great. You sound great. So happy you're on the path of recovery there, Mark.
Yeah, we're getting there. And, hey, just a little quick sidebar here also. You know, last couple of years, my friend Mike has had the boat down in Mission Bay, which has been challenging because of the travel, you know, back and forth. But just yesterday, got moved up to Dana Point, got a slip. He's been waiting for a slip for 6 years. And got the slip, and the boat's up here, and we got a whole new chapter, a whole bunch of new ground to explore. We'll find those sea bass that have been missing. Last time I fished down there quite a bit, we were fishing those big coastal sea bass, just walloping them.
Yeah.
So
find them this year, okay?
Plus more.
Go get them, Mark. I appreciate that. I said, go get them. Find them for us. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, you guys. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks. All right, we're going to follow up the fish report with Marcos. Marcos from Seaforce Four Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing this weekend?
Doing great. Decent weather and better than what it's been.
Yeah. Had some absolutely beautiful weather this weekend. You know, it's actually a little surprised. I think it hit the 80s a few times. Definitely cooled off a little bit, kind of back to that pre-May gray we're seeing. A little bit of wind today, but that looks like it'll only be like a day and then back to it. Very good half-day fishing all week there. New Seaforth, mostly fishing a little deeper in the morning, fishing up to 600 feet, lots of rockfish and reds. I mean, yesterday, 27 reds, 120 rockfish, 41 whitefish, sheephead for 30 guys. Afternoon fishing a bit shallower, nice mix of calico bass, rockfish, reds, whitefish, sheephead, sculpin there. It's all around great fishing on those half days, and kind of, you know, what you expect when that rock fishing opens back up. So definitely check the website there for those trips. We're running those. Again, just a reminder, we're back to two trips a day there. So had a few people show up for the 8:30 trip that we don't have anymore and don't want you guys to do that and miss those trips there. So check the website. We have a couple half-day boats out right now, or excuse me, day-and-a-half boats out right now. The Tribune and the Highliner out there looking around, and honestly, I'm surprised Mike hasn't called in and gave you a report and stole my thunder. You know, that's usually what he likes to do, but he hasn't done that yet, so we're waiting to hear from them. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com, for those half-day trips, morning and afternoon. We're going to have twilight trips starting pretty quick here. We've got them within the next month or so. I believe the first one is May 10th. We're going to be running those twilight trips. So another little option for you, and we always talk about how fun those twilight trips are. San Diego, starting to run May 1st, and definitely make those reservations sooner and later. We know how quickly those fill up. So seaforthlanding.com, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. We're happy to help you guys out, get you on whatever trip you're looking to go on, from half-day to multi-day, or come down and visit us in person. Stop in a tackle shop, pick up your MC swim baits, get on a boat, and go out there and catch some fish.
I like your approach.
Yeah, and we're giving away a trip to go fishing with Captain Ryan, Captain Matt, on the San Diego today. So perfect timing, May 1st, huh?
May 1st is the first trip there. It's a Wednesday. Those weekends, especially Saturdays, are filling up quick. So definitely, like I say, don't wait till the fishing's good, because by then everybody's going to make reservations, and we know how quickly those San Diego trips fill up.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Marcos. And look forward to next week, and hopefully some yellowtail and some bluefin tuna in the counts, yeah?
Absolutely. I'm guessing we're going to see at least a few of both of those.
And limits of reds and rockfish in the meantime. We'll go for that for sure. Thank you very much. And Catch Report is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips, for your local and long-range. And now with the additions of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town and Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
And Mary Lee, who runs Fisherman's Processing, yeah. Mary Lee Ekstrom, I might add, Tim's wife,
yes.
Runs Fisherman's Processing right now, and she told me that their online system's working great. It's always better to book your processing order, but now that they have that so streamlined and so much more same-day capacity, they're going to be taking walk-ups too. So it's always better to book your processing because you get first in line, but they're going to have a lot of same day capacity and more just for walk ups. If you just need a good, the best processor around, just you come back, you forgot to make a reservation, go up, see if they have availability for you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's a good thing for sure. And it looks like Scott Sherman's online. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another good show. Good to hear Wayne on the radio. I don't get to hear him on my boat nearly enough with all the work he's doing for CCA.
Man,
I found a new.
Speaking of your boat, your compadre Scott sent in some pictures this week, and it's our feature. Check it out. Our website, letstalkhookup.com. The feature photo of the week is on Scott's boat, and his buddy Scott got these giant reds, man. I need that spot.
Oh, no. I just found it. I'm not giving it up just yet.
Not until after the tournament?
Yeah. Wow,
yeah,
man.
Probably right after the tournament we'll talk, okay?
All right. Sounds good. It'll go, but, check that pick photo out because it'll blow your mind how big those reds are that you got for sure. Letstalkhookup.com on the front page there, the photo of the week, you'll see it. But speaking of tournaments, coming up pretty soon, right? The Southwestern Yacht Club tournament.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to call in. You've got 2 days left to get in on the early bird special where it's a $75 registration fee and it saves you a few dollars. So make sure you try and get in before Monday or it's full straight. The tournament is going to come up here. It's our 54th annual bottom fishing tournament coming up on May 13th. And the proceeds this year are going to help Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. And that's what we're doing. Is we do this tournament every year to raise money for charity. And this year it's going towards helping out Captain Rollo. So we'd like to see as many people come in and participate as possible, since it's our only really open tournament where it's open to everybody of the year. That's so we can raise more money for Captain Rollo.
That's cool. Yeah, the proceeds go to taking kids fishing, which is really cool. So how do we get in? And it's the fun of that tournament, too, and then the barbecue and the whole deal and the wonderful facility at Southwestern Yacht Club. How do we get in the tournament? And it's not just for Southwestern Yacht Club people. It's open to everybody, right?
Right, right. And there's a few easy ways to do it. You can go to the website, SWYCanglers.org. You can register right there, or if you're down at one of your local tackle shops here, you know, with Dana or Fisherman's or Angler's Edge or Squid Co., they have flyers down there, and there's an actual QR code that you can just scan. It takes you right to the registration page, and everything is taken care of right there on your phone in a pretty quick order. So it's super easy to get to. It's a super fun tournament. I mean, we start with a breakfast in the morning, then a shotgun start. Got to be back to the weigh-in by 3:30. Then we all proceed inside to the facilities and enjoy a couple adult beverages and have the day's catch actually filleted up right there on the spot. And we make fish tacos out of some of the freshest fish tacos you can get. It's a really, really good night. And last year we raised about $25,000 total, so I'm hoping to do more than that this year for a very worthy charity, which is Captain Roll.
Yeah, and a great raffle to help that cause and such like that, too. A lot of great prizes being given away. And, Sherm, you and guys do such a great job there. So, once again, the date of the tournament, and how do we get in?
May 13th. And go to SWYCanglers.org or go to one of your local tackle shops and just scan the QR code and you get right into it. And it's a really, really fun tournament. A lot of great I mean, I have one room in my house that's filling up with rods and reels and swag and that kind of stuff for the raffles. We've got auction items. You name it, it's going to be there. And it's just probably one of the funnest tournaments. I mean, I look forward to this tournament and the Yellowtail Shootout. Those are my two favorite tournaments of the year.
There you go. Hey, Scott Sherman, appreciate all your support and all you're doing, and we'll talk to you real soon, for sure. Phones are packed. Corey, let's jump into it.
Yes, absolutely. And Alex in San Carlos been very patient. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Doing good.
Good, good. Hey, I just have a question. So, I know that a lot of certain species, like they'll you won't be able to fish them on certain times of the year and stuff like that, or like they might close down like another fishery. How do they determine that? How do they actually measure the population of fish?
The measurement of population of fish are done between the state and the federal agencies, Natural Marine Fisheries Service, and they do studies. And they are scheduled. So, like, right now they're getting ready for a 2025 study of hake, which is whiting, sardine, and anchovy is a good example. And then there are schedules for all of the different complexes of groundfish. There are schedules for other species. And it's very complex, and it's a long-term effort, right? So we're looking 3 to 5 years out on that planning and making sure that we're ready to do it. Then on the state side, it's a different ballgame. It's the Department of Fish and Wildlife having to do studies and do the same thing, put schedules together and get the team together on how they're going to do it.
Wayne, it's a big ocean. How accurate are these studies?
Depending on the study. And what happens is when they don't do a full stock assessment, then they have to mathematically or statistically model the stock out there. So that's where, and then if they're not doing biological sampling of age class and reproduction and length-based studies, then they have to model that information in too. So it's modeling on top of modeling in some cases, and when they just don't have enough staff time, resources to do all the studies that we need, then it's all statistical based.
I don't think Wayne can talk about it the way we want to talk about it.
It sounds very inaccurate.
Politically correct, yeah.
Right. It's an inaccurate science, as many things are.
Yeah.
It's a big ocean, and you can't count every fish.
No. I mean, a classic example of that would be Boccaccio. When they would say, Boccaccio are so endangered. Like, every hook that you dropped down to the bottom had a Boccaccio on it, right?
Yeah.
So then they figured out, I guess that's not really. Another example would be yellow-eyed rockfish in Alaska. I mean, oh, my God, yellow-eyed rockfish is so endangered. Yeah. It's like every hook has like 10 yellow-eye on it. Right?
You don't want to get me going, Pete.
Yeah. So it's an inaccurate science, but I guess you have to have some of it, right?
We have to do the best we can, which is why we are so involved. Us and our coalition partners are so involved right now in trying to get the studies that are necessary that are going to help our management cycle coming forward, because we recognize the issues.
Do they ever consider talking to anglers?
They do, but you can't use what you say in a model.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't, you can't.
It's not scientific.
It. But we're the ones, a voice of reason and reality.
Yeah.
And that's, so we're the ones that have to use that part of us to help the scientists to do better in their studies or more accuracy in their studies. That's where we're going to affect it. And we're the constituents. At the end of the day, they're employees doing a job.
Right.
And their bosses and their management is what funds it and sets their priorities. But we're the constituents.
Right.
We're the ones with the lobbying efforts to go to the Fed or the state government to do better, get them more money, more staff, set priorities. That's what we do.
It's scary for me to think, like, a future without Wayne and the crew and CCA being there to counter their, I don't want to say stupidity, because, I mean, there's logic and, you know, logic things behind their thought process, but without Wayne there to steer them another direction, maybe the same direction, but with a different thought process. How about that? Is that...
So I come from a different industry. I didn't grow up in the fishing industry, even though I've been a fisherman my whole life, but this industry really needs to evolve, and what we're finding is that they just need help. They're stuck. We're stuck in a process of management, and if we don't change it, we're just going to keep kicking this can down the road.
It's going to change.
Well, it's whack-a-mole right now.
Yeah.
Look what's going on. If with the copper, the quillback, this, the that, now vermilion, it's whack-a-mole, because what happens is as we do management and take a bag down on one species, the effort's going to shift somewhere else.
Right.
All you're doing is forcing the fishermen to go someplace else to do something, right?
I'm just happy, Wayne, that you're there to represent us.
So we can fish.
Right?
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Hey, Steve Pinard's on the line from Dana Landing. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, anyways, Pete, I was calling in. It sounds like a lot of stuff's going on in the next few weeks, but we are approaching our summer kickoff. Our event we have every year, this is probably 8th or 9th year, on Saturday, May 4th, over at Dana Landing. You know, obviously it kicks off with you guys doing a live broadcast, and it's kind of like a little mini day at the docks. You know, all the manufacturers will be there. We have seminar, we have a panel seminar of Corey Sandin and Afrin Mutant from Warbaits, and Benny Florentino is going to come down with his boat. So
Yeah, with this Caymus boat from West Coast Marine.
You got it.
Have you been aboard it yet?
I've seen it. I haven't been able to write it.
You haven't been fishing yet?
Yeah.
No.
Can't wait.
Yep. It's going to be the stage. He wants to, you know, he wants to show off the boat, so we're going to have that down there. So, yeah, you know, almost every manufacturer will be there. Even Charlie's Landing, which took over Royal Roost River at Seaport, he's going to be over with, like, free samples of his food, you know. And then it really, you know, we are obviously having a massive sale where everything is discounted in the store. We're actually, with three stores worth of tackle, we have a overstock situation of reels. So we're going to have a table out there, and you're not going to be able to touch the deals on a lot of the stuff. We just need to move some stuff, so... and the standard, you know, like buy two, get one free on hooks, lures, line, everything, 10% off reels.
Fluorocarbon?
I mean, fluorocarbon, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and we'll start spitting that out in our social media, but it's everything's deeply discounted, so.
Like up to 50% off, according to your son, Ben.
100%? Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, did we hear 100%?
No. For him?
But 100% of the seminars, off of the seminars, being able to hear Corey and Afrin and Benny.
Always.
That's 100% off.
Yeah.
100% off. 100% off. And... similar, the stack of stuff that's already been donated and we're throwing in there, I mean, we have a mound of stuff. I mean, I'm sure we're well over $1,000 of stuff already. And we're going to have a raffle, and it's going to be, half of it's going to go to CCA and half of it's going to go to Friends of Rollo.
Oh, cool. Steve, I have participated in this every year, and you and Johnny always do the best of the best and put it together nicely, and it's all the manufacturers that you want to see. I come down with a table full of stuff, and on top of the buy two, get one free, I'm giving away other stuff. And same thing with all the other guys and gals that come down to join. And I want to thank you for putting on such a cool thing.
It's such a great event.
Yeah.
Fast Lane next door, Ron, and stuff. They're going to have some free kayak demos, right? That's 100% off.
100%.
So, I love the cookies.
And also, you can see Wayne, Chris, and Tony and sign up for the Star Tournament there, too. You guys will be
absolutely
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great event.
Yep.
May 4th at Dana Landing. Live broadcast. Let's Talk Hookup. Rick and I and maybe Corey, too, are going to be hanging out there doing the broadcast 7 to 9 a.m. And just a whole great event there right on the water in Dana Landing. Steve, thanks for putting that up on, and we appreciate that.
No, we appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot. Big report from the Eastern Sierra coming up.
I can't wait.
Yeah. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Leave a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for adventure and camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. Adventureandcamping.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Come on, let's lock up and having so much fun in studio.
Oh, it's so much fun. Well, let's go up to the Eastern Sierra right now and talk to Ryan Doerr from Adventure and Camping. We just heard Rock God Rick talking about adventure camping. Is it really that time of the year already, Ryan?
Good morning, guys. Yep, it sure is. Looking forward to it. We're getting off to a great season.
Oh, yeah. I can attest to that, too, because I spent a couple days up in the Eastern Sierra this past week trout fishing, and I was up in Mammoth, and I was down in Bishop fishing, and, I mean, Crowley's totally ice-free, and Convict's ice-free, and a lot of other places. It's going to be one heck of an opener, right?
Yeah, a big difference from last year. I mean, obviously, last year we didn't really get an opening just because we had so much snow, you know, even at the lower elevations, but... Yeah, just like you said, Pete, I mean, the lakes are open. The June Lake Loop is looking great. If that's your favorite spot. I think Caltrans is still working on, you know, getting some rocks and stuff out of the road on the backside by Silver and Grant, but they'll have that open. I was out by Grant a couple weeks ago, and it's open. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we've got had a pretty good winter, just not a lot of snow. So we have a lot of water in the lakes, and the streams are running good. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to what I would normally call a normal opener.
Yeah. Yeah, Crowley was jugged. I mean, it was right to the brim, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, there is a little bit, some folks will be a little bit disappointed. They're not going to allow camping on the shoreline of Crowley just because it's the water is so high. But their campground will be open, Beaver Cove will be open. And, of course, you can fish anywhere on Crowley, and you'll be able to access, you know, all the shoreline because it's completely snow-free. Yeah, it's, you know, lots of water, beautiful weather we've had. I mean, it's supposed to be in the 60s next week, and so I think it's going to be a great opener.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we announced it earlier in the show that Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, that you kindly donated a prize going to Adventure and Camping. Guess who won that, Ryan? My co-host sitting right here, Corey Sandin. How about that,
Ryan? That's awesome. That's so great. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, and I want you to know he was number 2 on the list, and out of all the 30 prizes, he chose Adventure and Camping because he wants to come up and visit you. And Ryan,
awesome.
Really, you know, bringing the family and bringing your wife and kids and family, it's really, it was to me the most lustrous of them all. It was inclusive with the family and just a great time in the Sierras.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Shannon and I will make sure that your family has a great time up here. And I think that it's just a great way to experience camping in the Sierras because we do the work for you. You can just come up here and enjoy. Camping should be fun. Shouldn't be work. And so I'm happy to hear that, you know, you come up here with your family and just enjoy the time with, you know, and instead of setting up your camper, you can be out fishing with your kids.
There you go. And so tell us about the procedure for those of our listeners that may not be familiar with what adventure and camping does. Kind of give us the rundown on what you do.
So we have travel trailers and various models of travel trailers from small down around 20, 22 feet all the way up over 30 feet and sleep a number of different people. And what we do is you pick out your campsite anywhere from Bishop all the way up to the Sierras, up to June Lake. We cover Mammoth, Convict, Rock Creek, up in the June Lake Loop area. You pick your campsite and your trailer. We bring the trailer out to you. We completely set it up, all ready to go for your camping weekend. You enjoy your camping time, and then when you're done, we come pick it up and we take care of everything for you. So there's literally just no hassle. Some folks like to bring their boats with them so they don't have to worry about pulling a camper. Some folks like to just drive their, you know, comfortable car and not have to tow anything behind it. We even get folks that fly in to Mammoth and rent a car and then just go to their campsite for the weekend and then go home.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. And the campers, I mean, he's like, some of these campers are like super deluxe, too. And you could also have them bring out a barbecue for you, firewood, the whole, any option you want. You set it all up, and it's seamless, right?
Yep, absolutely. Now, we try to make it as easy as possible. So you can go just want to go basic camper, you can do that. Or like you say, Pete, all the way up to including, you know, your chairs, your table, your barbecue. We'll bring firewood out to you for your stay. You know, pretty much everything you need except for your food.
Wow. And so, opener's 2 weeks away. Do you have any openings for the opener?
We do. We are filling up. I think we're a little bit, kind of timid about making the reservations this year based on last year, because last year was such a horrendous snow situation. But we are filling up fast. We do have a few trailers left. You can go on our website, adventureincamping.com. If you're not sure what you want to do or you're not sure, kind of what your price range is, whatever, it's a very interactive website. You can go on there, pick your dates, your trailer model, and your campground. We're going to give you your price out the door. That includes delivery and setup. And then you can submit that, and Shannon will contact you. She's in the office this next week, Tuesday on. She's not going to be in the office on Monday, but normally she's there 7 days a week. And, we like I said, we still have some stuff open for openers. So give her a call and or submit a request online, and we'd be happy to help you out.
Yeah, I can attest. It's a different year this year than last year. The fish were biting down in Bishop, I can tell you that. And it's going to be a great opener. But after the opener, if you don't want to go through to the opener, man, it's going to be a great May, June, July.
Yeah.
It's not too early to make a reservation, especially for the prime summertime times, right?
100%. In fact, a lot of the prime camp sites will book up even 4 to 6 months in advance. So if you know you're going to come up here, or you want to come up and try it. Pretty much mid June through mid August is the busiest time up here. That's when kids are obviously out of school and people are traveling. If you are flexible in your dates and you come, mid-May through mid-June, that's a great time. Or even in the fall, the last week of August through September can be a great time. You can go on, check out your campsite. We have links to all the campsites on our website as well. And you can check and see what's available. And if you've never been up to the Sierras, you really need to come up here and check it out.
It is truly
it's a great
spectacular place right in our backyard there. So
how
do we get a hold of you? How do we book a trailer? You'll assist in finding the right campgrounds for people and everything, too. How do we find you?
So go to our website. That's the best way to do it, at adventureincamping.com. And from there, like I say, very interactive website. You can kind of peruse through and see what we offer and where we go. And then you can either submit an email. There's an email link on there. Or the best way is you can submit a reservation request. You can put as much or as little information in there as you want, as long as we have your name and a way to get back in touch with you. Shannon in the office is really good about contacting you, and she can help you out if they've never been up here before, give you recommendations on where to start, kind of what your idea is if you're, you know, super into fishing, where you might want to stay, or if you're coming up here with your family, you want to stay in Mammoth where you're kind of central around, you know, restaurants and grocery stores and breweries and things like that. She can give you those ideas as well. So adventuringcamping.com.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that, and we'll check in with you post-opener with a report. How's that sound?
That sounds great. You guys have a great weekend, and looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that very much. Hey, phones are packed. Texts are packed. You have a great text, right?
I do, Pete. Yeah, I actually have it up here ready to go. Text comes, let's see. Hi, Wayne, Chris, and Tony. Comes from Jim Hendricks. And he says, how likely are we to see the Fish and Game Commission reduce or shut down barred sand bass take in the future? And he says he knows that the DFW had a proposal before the commission to do this.
Now, before you answer that, I just want to throw out, Jim Hendricks does so much for CCA California, right? Tony, Chris, Wayne, you're all shaking your head. That guy is a gem to have on board the state board. And
he's a gem, period.
Yeah, he is a gem. He's a great guy. Been on the show many, many times and works very, very hard to keep our fisheries together. Good
guy. Absolutely. So what Jim's talking about is the Department of Fish and Wildlife reached out, and they have a concern about sand bass during the spawn cycle here in California, and there's just a concern that we're overfishing the stock. Well, going back to the science part, do they have a true stock assessment on the sand bass? What is the spawn cycle? What is the where are they at on recruitment? What is the size and the geography of it? And when they came and presented to us, thankfully, SAC has done a lot of homework on the sand bass and had counterintelligence of science. And the majority of the sand bass actually do not reside here. They reside down the Baja coast, the majority of them. So the spawning is actually down there more than up here. We're at the top end fringe of that stock. So are we going, if they do regulation changes, is it really going to affect the overall abundance of stock? And that's the question. We actually just got reached out yesterday from the department for a follow-up meeting. So while they're trying to propose a regulation change, a bag limit change, and a date restriction change at the fishing game, right now we have not seen enough proof of validity to it, but we'll know more at the next meeting.
That's interesting stuff, really. I mean, to have, you know, a seasonal shutdown for their spawn or whatever. And I remember I was a part of the 80s, you know, when there were tens of thousands of sand bass. I mean, you could literally throw a hot, you could fly line a hot dog, literally, and catch a limit of sand bass. It was crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. All of our half and three-quarter day boats were right out
hey,
there.
The Huntington Flats, the Ivy Flats, but how do we not know, this is my question, how do we not know back then that was just a cycle of an oversurge of an overpopulation that may have pushed up?
Thank you. Exactly.
I mean, I'm just...
Those questions are what they need to answer to us, because we believe that there are certain cycles that we're going through, and, you know, and that's just part of what we hit Mother Nature, not because of our fishing efforts. We're just taking advantage when they happen to surge our way.
Leave it to me, Wayne, to bring something up.
Yeah, see, Corey, how you are.
Let's jump into the phone.
Exactly, let's do it. How about Jason? Jason La Jolla. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show, as always. All this abundant knowledge is great. And I just want to say, hey, what a great, awesome time. What a day at the docks. What a beautiful day, I tell you. Also, just a good quick shout out to Herb. I think that guy won almost every prize on the raffles. He got like two of the grand prizes and like 13 of the red, white, and blue. I'll tell you. But yeah, I just broke my ankle. I had a trip planned going here at the end of April to go fishing for a half day fish in the 50s. But unfortunately, now I'm sitting in my hospital bed. So now I get to go in 2 months. But besides that, my only question was, what is the best and safest way to release a fish?
Ah, good question.
Depending on the fish. The ones with bladders, we want them descended because you need to take them back to depth to counter the barotrauma. Other fish, depending on the size of them, some of them you just need to make sure that they, you know, you put them back in the water and make sure that they don't float away, that you actually get them to start breathing again by get making sure that the water is going through their gills, and then you can release them. It really depends on the fish. Each species is unique.
And to do it as quick as possible.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some species you don't want to take out of the water if you're going to release them because they just don't handle the pressure of gravity well.
Yeah. For sure. And, hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. And good luck recovering for sure. Hey, I have a great text here from Bob in IB. And he says, Day at the Docks was great. Fishing Game was giving out laminated rockfish ID charts. Very cool. For people that didn't make it down, is there a way to get that chart? And I agree. It's a great piece of gear to have.
Yeah, we've been handing these rockfish ID charts out now for a few years.
Yeah.
And
Fishing Game provides them for free.
We have all been providing them for free because we had funding from NOAA to get them printed.
Ah, nice.
But right now we have gone through our inventory and we're waiting to see if we have more funding so they can do another printing.
Okay.
We also started handing out descending devices for the last few years, preempting knowing that this was coming.
Because you do need to have a descending device on the boat when you go rock fishing now.
Correct.
It's part of the law.
Part of the law. So just have it on there. Now, we've been handing those out, and what happened was we got out. So we're waiting again for NOAA to refund that and get more available. Now, watch our website here coming up pretty quick, or watch our social media, because the definition of a descending device can be everything from a crimped upside-down snelled hook all the way to a sequelizer.
Right.
So there's all these different methods. You do not have to spend a lot of money if you don't want to. Some are just better than others.
And then the next event, I'm assuming, is May 4th at Dana Landing. You can come see Chris and Tony and Wayne, and they'll talk to you about that
Absolutely.
Stuff.
We're double-dipping that day because we have that morning event, and we have a poker night up in Channel Island.
Holy mackerel! Big day.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's a Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealer is the place to start. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, you have the power to choose. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and we're going to have Tony flip the coin. Go for it, Tony.
Oh, man, I apologize in advance. Let's do this.
Oh, is it text or caller? Looks like a texter.
A texter, okay.
Texter. Our texter today wins a full-day trip on the San Diego's, Chris from San Marcos.
Yeah, Chris, congratulations. And you win the 2 tickets to the Apps and Taps on May
18th at Marina Village, right next to C4 Sport Fishing.
Yep.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to come to Apps and Taps, honoring Frank Lopresti, once again, I'm going to be there along with a host of your favorite captains here from the San Diego fleet, and Wayne and Chris and Tony will be there, too.
Honoring a roast.
How do we get in there?
CCACalifornia.org.
All right.
Just hit our events button. It's right there. Pops up. Pay your money, you're good to go.
There you go. And, of course, the Star Tournament, Tony. How do you get in the Star Tournament?
Yeah, it's going to be similar. You can go on to the CCACalifornia.org website. There's a little star button there at the top. You can go ahead and register through there. Really quick, I do want to reiterate with the Star Tournament, the pictures that you take of those fish, they must be on the measuring device that we either handed out at any of the six shows we were at this year, or you can pick them up at one of the landings.
Yeah, okay. And you get that when you get into CCA. Even a big 200-pound bluefin, you got to have that thing in there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of it.
Slap them on top.
There you go. All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for all the hard work you guys all do, Wayne, Tony, and Chris. And we'll look forward to talking to you soon. Hey, thanks to our brand-new board up, Matias, for manning the phones and the board for the first time. We sure appreciate his hard efforts. And, of course, Adam for manning the Let's Talk Hookup app. We sure appreciate him, too. And, of course, you out there, your text, your calls, and just your support of Let's Talk Hookup. We're very grateful for you being out there. We will be back tomorrow morning. Corey and I will be here with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. That's going to be a great show. 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.